to the grave. Personal commentary on music, entertainment, celebrities, politics, love, health, and happiness. Catch up on missed episodes anywhere you can find a podcast on all platforms. So do you want the tea? Well, simply talk with Tony, bitch. Just talk with me. Talk with Tony, bitch. Can't do anything that the brother wants done. At Turk, bitch.
The topic for today is pretty much us wrapping up the month of September, specifically Young Thug saying he doesn't like Mariah going to a therapist, Mariah the scientist, and he said he didn't want her going to a therapist, how he felt about people calling him gay or assuming that he's gay or assuming his sexuality. And he said he didn't care about it. He felt like his fashion is very futuristic, it's in 2050. But he had to dumb it down for the audience to understand because they weren't on the same wave as him. So he had to dumb himself down. The Cardi B's album and Doja Cat's album came out in September. So I do kind of want to talk about it a little bit. And last but not least, have you guys heard of the situation with David, the singer?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
That was insane. So I do want to touch on that as well. If your man or woman said he or she didn't want you going to therapy, would you respect that or go anyway?
Who first? Because I'm in therapy right now, and I feel like there is nobody that's going to come between me and my therapy because that's me and my mental health. So I feel like nobody should be interfering, but they should definitely be supporting. I feel like that's just like a control grab.
I think if he didn't want me to go to therapy, he need therapy.
Exactly. Yeah.
I agree. What about
why you can't take it out?
Thank you, Dale.
Well, does everybody believe in therapy? Like,
yeah, that's a good question. Does everybody believe in therapy? We'll start with Chris at the top since he was so quiet.
I just feel like I've been to therapy before. I've had people that worked for me and people that didn't. I think it's about finding the right therapist because some people don't relate to their therapist, even though they can typically be a good therapist or have patients or clients that they've done good for, but they might not be relatable to the current client or to you. Like, you might go in a room and be like, oh, this lady can't relate to me, so you're not going to listen to anything that she say.
Okay. What about you, Turk?
For myself, I believe that you have to be vulnerable in order to seek therapy. And a lot of people go into it thinking, okay, I can just go and just sit down for a little bit and just get a few things off my chest. But if you're not willing to be open and honest and just accept any type of feedback or criticism from your therapist, then it's not going to work. So I do believe that everybody should have it, especially for your own mental health.
I agree. And it's something that was once taboo in our community, like talking to somebody. But at this age in our time, I think that's very dumb for you not to. It's actually tough. Even if you don't think you need it, I always say, go see what you can get out of it. You know what I mean? You never know. Do you think Mariah feels trapped or silenced in this relationship?
I feel like you could tell she's very submissive to him. I feel like it comes out from the outside looking in. We can't really say because I'm not on the other side, but from what it seemed like she's like very submissive, but it seemed like he's kind of controlling. So yeah, that can definitely butt heads if it, you know, it's overly done, the control and the submissiveness.
I agree. I feel like she needs her own individual therapy because a normal person, well, not normal, but a person in therapy would realize like all the red flags and everything like that. So I do feel like she needs her own separate therapy. I don't know if she feels trapped, but I feel like maybe she just doesn't want to leave yet. Yeah. I mean, a lot of us be in that space where we don't leave when we're supposed to, and I feel like that's the space she in.
And prior to him, did we really know her? I mean,
I didn't know who Ryan Thomas was. Me either. We knew she was holding him down when he got locked up, and then
right,
she
came that's out. Where we started.
Mm-hmm. Okay. But everything is just us assuming. This is a conversation.
Oh, yeah.
So
I was gonna say that, like, it's kind of like the outside looking in. If she is a naturally submissive person, then the dynamic of their relationship might work for her. And it might just, anybody else might assume that, like, oh, he's being too controlling, or she's being too submissive.
I do believe it could be that. And I also believe that there is, like, a power dynamics that go on between them. Like, of course, he has been, like, the breadwinner. Like, of course, his career is well more established than hers. Hers is just getting started. So I do feel like that has some particular say in it. Like, okay, I'm the one bringing in the money. Even though he has been in jail, he still was bringing in income. Yeah. But I do believe that there is a slight power dynamic there when it comes to them being in the industry, entertainment, and all of that stuff.
Right.
I feel like it's taking a flip now, though, because Young Thug ain't doing too well when it comes to the music career.
Oh, no, that album was so bad. And too rushed.
Right, and we love Mariah the Scientist just because what she gives off, it just seems like she just has a natural, genuine, loving personality. Mm-hmm. So it's deeper than her music. So I feel like the roles is kind of reversing now. But right.
Now, could therapy have explained secrets in their relationship that Thug would want to hit him? And that's what he may be worried about?
Absolutely.
Of course.
I think so.
There's a lot of things that we even heard, you know, throughout his whole court case that we didn't even believe. And we was like, oh, wow, this happened. And so I do believe that in therapy, and of course, you know, HIPAA laws, you have every right to speak to your therapist. And you can disclose any information to them as long as it's not causing harm to yourself or others before they have a duty to report. And so I do believe that he is in fear that she might say the wrong thing and another investigation might happen. And he don't need that at this point, or he's right back where he started.
Well, yeah, true.
I think it's more like an insecurity, like on his part, you know what I mean? Where like he's thinking too much about what she might say, because the way I see it, it looks like she's kind of going through like a public humiliation, you know, like every day seems to be something new, you know, on her that he's doing to her has or have done to her. So it's just like tomatoes. Yeah. And he's scared, you know, maybe she's gonna divulge something, and if it's not to him and somebody else is hearing it, they're gonna look at him different. You know what I mean?
Now, do you guys think that rappers fear therapy only because it might soften their image as well?
I think a lot of them are not ready for therapy. I don't think that they've even come to terms with the fact that they may need it or an outlet. Because, I mean, everybody doesn't have to go to therapy, but I do feel like everybody needs a responsible, unbiased outlet.
Is it homophobic for fans and bloggers to keep calling rappers gay when they wear colorful clothes? Paint nails or talk different. I say yeah, only because it doesn't happen to rockers. You know what I mean? It didn't happen to Prince. Prince got all the older ladies, you know what I mean? I never understood it, but he did.
Yeah, we look back at the 70s and 80s and how the fashion was then, like,
and they used to wear platforms.
You know what I'm saying? Like, it was, I mean, come on. It's just a different time now. So, of course, people are more sensitive than ever these days when it comes to things of the LGBT community, and as well as, you know, just how you dress and toxic masculinity, all of that stuff, all of that is combined into one when it comes to judging how these rappers act or dress, especially Young Thug, because he gets a lot, for sure.
But I feel like, I don't think it's homophobic. I think it's more of them trying to just be like the first person to be like, oh, I called that. I said that. And we associate certain things with certain genders, same way as we do anything else. So it all boils down to them wanting to be the one to be like, oh, I told you that he was gay. And they don't necessarily hate gay people. They don't necessarily feel a type of way towards those people. They want it to be out. If that person is, or they want to be right. Like, oh, well, I saw you dressing. I saw him in a dress. I knew he was gay when I seen it. I've been saying that.
But if somebody isn't gay and they decide to sue you, Now what happened?
Nobody's opinion is open. Like, you couldn't see, I couldn't see Prince on stage and go tweet about it. Like, I think that's the biggest difference. The way that we can communicate our emotions and our feelings, and everybody can see it. Like, I seen a video of Prince asking a girl, did her man ass look as good as his? So I know for a fact that, like, it was a bunch of men in the stage, like, come on, bro. But guess what? The ladies loved it, so you couldn't knock them for it. But they couldn't just hop on the line and be like, bro, that was gay as hell. Like, they just couldn't do it.
Yeah.
So I feel like that's what plays a bigger role in it. The fact that you can show, like, post your opinion, and then a bunch of people can retweet it, and it like, it's just the way that you can kind of, like, that social media platform that you use, rather than it actually being more, like, more people calling it out. I don't feel like as much has changed as far as the amount of people who say something. I just, it's the fact that you can see what they say, and, like, how fast information can travel, and depending on their platform, how fast it spreads.
I just don't get a culture that accepts sagging, right? With your ass cheeks out, pretty much. But other fashions are off limit. You know what I mean? It's, to me, it's the dumbest thing, period.
I feel like that's another thing. Like, it's a lot of people that don't like sagging. My mom don't like, I got family, like, that's not acceptable to certain people. But it was a fashion thing, and some people just was like, okay, whatever, I'm gonna wear what I want, I'm gonna do what I want, and it just kept going.
Yeah, especially if you're sagging and you got stains in your drawers, that's just like, that's nasty. I don't want to see that, and I've seen it so many times here from where I am, that they just sagging, walking around, and they got stains and they hangs. I don't get that.
Stains in their hands.
Stains in their hands. I'm going to start using that. Thanks, Kirk. But is being labeled sassy worse for a man's career than being labeled toxic?
I think toxic's probably worse.
I feel like it depends on who you are, to be honest, because I feel like if you like one of the top rappers, they don't care. That it don't matter what they label you as. There's some rappers out here that they been saying sassy, gay, this and that, and it does not matter.
Toxic plays into that. Okay, well, he's a rapper, he's famous, he's gonna be toxic. I feel like that doesn't really affect a man's image except around the people that are, like, on the same status as him. Like, Future, for instance, like, He's Mr. Toxic. And everybody loves Future. Like,
Chris Brown toxic too.
And everybody loves Chris Brown.
Well,
yeah.
But we like the music.
Said, yeah.
No, I like Chris Brown.
That's why you agree.
I like Chris Brown.
But that's like their lifestyle revolves around them. Like, everybody just pops up and be like, yeah, he's literally the icon. Like, you either you're Russell Wilson or you're Future. Like, he's the extreme, and he lived that. He literally lived it. Now, if you were to be like, he was sassy, you like,
I mean, yeah. He is.
Technically, he is. Right, he is, with the disrespect that he gives, but we still love him and listen to him. So I feel like
he needs therapy.
He definitely needs therapy, but I feel like it don't matter because it's Future.
Yeah.
Right. He wanted therapy.
I just never saw it for Future. I guess I'm more of a Russell Wilson. Like, I just didn't see it. And he always, who looks like, what's her name from The Devil Wears Prada? Like,
she the old lady or the younger lady?
The older lady.
Oh, I don't know her name. Damn.
Did he look like her?
Yeah, to me, he looks like her.
I need to see this lady.
Like, I'll take Russell. I'll find her. Oh, Meryl Streep.
You think they look alike?
Yes. Here, I'll
find it. Meryl Streep looks like who?
Future.
You must be talking about his haircut.
No. I mean, that haircut is
Future with the glasses in one, because if you take his shades off,
Bruh, I don't know if y'all can see this, but look.
I'm dead.
I'm weak.
It's them cheekbones.
It's definitely them cheekbones.
Yeah. I just, give me Russell.
Why were they side by side already?
Somebody probably saying they look alike.
Argument on Twitter or some shit.
No. And then with guys, I feel like when you call them toxic, most guys are going to be like, haha, that's cool. But you call a guy sassy,
They're gonna be pissed off.
You ready? Yeah, you touched them a little bit. You call somebody sassy.
So we're gonna go on to the next topic, which is Cardi B, Doja Cat, and their albums. Like the whole image. Whose music do you guys prefer?
Between the two?
Yeah, I say Doja.
For their albums was really good, but I love Cardi.
I'm definitely here for Doja.
Cardi, because I don't go and listen to Doja like this. So I'm gonna say Cardi.
Doja's album is good.
When it comes to lyrical ability and the production of their albums in this moment, I would give it to Doja. Mm-hmm. And Doja has a one up for me because she wrote her entire album and did the beats.
And she is so creative.
Yeah, she's so creative. And the fact that she's like bringing nostalgia back to rap a little bit by bringing some of the 70s and 80s elements, I love that for what she's giving. And then her recent, she just portrayed two videos, actually. One the other day for Gorgeous, and then she has another one coming out tonight. And so she's on the roll. She's on the ball. Like,
I think a lot of us go for Cardi, though, because, you know, Cardi, this new era is outside female.
She's relatable.
Yeah, so she's very relatable when it comes to that. Doja, you got to be more, like, in-depth with music, lyrics, like, you know, on that type. But if you just play some Cardi and she's like, oh, that beat, I can twerk to this.
Cardi is ratchet, and that's what's relatable.
Cardi is what?
She ratchet, and that's what y'all relate to.
Mm-hmm, ratchet, and she just says anything that comes
to
her mind.
Comes to the top of her head.
Yeah, and it's not always smart at all.
That's why I love Cardi, though, because she loves her mind, and she don't care.
We're here for Doja. We're here for Doja.
I don't listen to any of her music, I've never personally liked Cardi. She do get up, like, she get the girls lit. She turn up a party, but for the most part, I never cared for her.
I see her as a musician, right? So, like, Ashley said, oh, she's relatable, but is her music good? No. I can barely understand, and it's not because of the accent, because I can understand Bad Bunny, right? So, it's not that. But it's just, she raps like she has a heavy tongue. You know what I mean? Like, the words aren't really enunciated.
Her accent.
Like, it's a struggle.
Like, it's a struggle to rap. I like that new album because I can relate to, in her new album, I felt like you could feel her pain. And since I've been there too, I heard, like, I took time to listen to what she was saying because I've been there too. So it was that type of thing. But I do get what she's saying.
Her new album was about a lot of the emotional stuff she's been through in her marriage. So mm-hmm. A lot of fans were waiting on that anyway.
Mm-hmm. But it took you 7 years, bro.
I mean, she's still going through it.
Offset cheating on you.
We watched the whole thing play out.
Yeah, but a lot of people don't put, she never put it into her music.
And it's the point now where she's getting a divorce. So before it was like, I'm going to still take him back. I still love him. I'm going to go back and forth. I can talk about it, talk shit about him. Excuse me.
Yeah.
My language, y'all don't ban us. But and then come back and then come back type thing. But now that she's like firm in her decision, I feel like now is why she put it out there. Like, I can talk about it now because whatever I say, I know I'm not going back to him.
Right. Yeah. Exactly.
Then you said, Abby, stop hating on my girl. I'm not hating her. I just see her more of a reality TV. When she was on Love & Hip Hop, I enjoyed her. I think she's hilarious. But when it comes to rap, I literally skip past, you know, her music. I think I only like one song. And it was that, I like it like that. That one? That's it.
Crazy. I like the total opposite of her, of that song. I like Be Careful. I feel like if she do some shit like Be Careful and like give us that vulnerability type of side from her, other than the songs that she got right now, I can't get with it. But something like Be Careful, I feel like she could go up in music even further. But
did you see her song Man of My Word?
No, I didn't, unfortunately, listen to her album. I just couldn't wrap my brain. I couldn't wrap my brain around just hitting play on that.
I feel like that Be Careful song is similar. That's why I asked.
Oh, it is similar?
Yeah, it's
okay, I'm going to check that out. No, now, I did listen to the previews. I did listen to the previews on iTunes because I wasn't going to stream her album first week. But I did hear one song. I don't know if that's the song, but that song sounded like, okay, or Be Careful. Yeah. And I was like, this might be the one, but I don't know the title of it. I have to go back and listen to it.
Yeah. Stephanie said she also had three kids, so even her on a press tour while pregnant, she needs credit even after 7 years. Yeah, but I feel like that's almost like a gimmick. You know what I mean? Like, it's. I'm not saying that's what it is. I don't know.
Do we know how many people have been pregnant and performing? It feels
like it to me. Like, every time she wants to come out and get attention, she'll be like, oh, I got pregnant. Okay.
I don't think she's announcing it because she wants attention. I think she's announcing it because she got pregnant. Like everybody
No. We're not going to do that because she lied about being pregnant for months and then waited till the right opportunity, her album, the announcement of her album week, to say, oh, hey, by the way, I am pregnant. After she said multiple times, no, I'm not pregnant. I'm not pregnant. We knew you were going to use it as a tool all along.
That's what you're supposed to do. Knew.
I mean, yeah, but don't lie to us about it. We know. Like, don't lie to your audience. That's probably why a lot of people get much into it.
Yeah, they definitely all do that. They hide their kids' faces. They hide their pregnancies. Because,
look, we didn't know Brandy had a baby for years until the baby was older. She lied about it. And we was like, girl, we know you had a baby. We know you had a baby. We saw you pregnant.
We still don't know Beyonce really had her kids or not. We still trying to figure that one out.
I'm going to go mute myself. I'm not gonna talk about the thing and get my channel down.
Like, if you guys watched any of them. Me personally, this time I like Doja's. But regularly, I do like Cardi's only because they do give her a big budget. So it's more pretty things to look at, you know what I mean? But the music, and that's what music is supposed to do, not see, but to hear. And I don't want to hear it. So, and not even being funny. And like, I'm not being a hater. It's just, we all have that one artist that you're like, ugh, shut up. And she's her. I mean, she's it.
She's her.
I mean, in terms of graphics, I think Cardi had it. But in terms of overall aesthetic, I give it to Doja. Like, as far as an album rollout, aesthetically pleasing for me, Doja. But the graphics, Cardi, you ate that. You ate the little birds and all of that. Everything that you had going on, the one leg up. Oh, that's cute. Using your court photos for your album cover. That was a cute idea. It was a cute idea.
She does have cool videos and cool aesthetic, but music is not hitting it for me. And she's funny. I'll give her that too. Which album has songs you can play straight through, no skips, and it can be any of their albums.
He's about to flash that vinyl again.
Huh?
He's about to flash that vinyl again.
I'm like, how did you know? Oh my god!
You were looking for it?
No, I have it. It's right here. But if he wants me to flash it, I can't.
Thank you, Stephanie. So which one of them could survive without drama on social media? Like, no drama happening in their lives, either one, and they can still sell music.
Yeah, I think Doja. Cardi makes her money off of the drama that she has going on.
I agree. Cardi and Doja both clap back at fans. Who does it better? Me personally, I ain't gonna lie. I will say Doja Cat's vocabulary is bigger.
Doja Cat is more intellectual. She's going to cuss you out, and if you dumb, you're not going to even know you just got cussed out because you can't understand how she just cussed you out, and she just disrespected you fully. So she definitely
That's
did
how it. I like to cuss out people. Like, so I'm biased, I guess, on that one. What about y'all?
I don't ever look at none of their clapbacks, but I just couldn't. Cardi is the kind of person I couldn't argue with. I would just be like, okay. Okay.
Pussy.
I would be like, that sounds like something she would say back, and I'd be like, okay.
If both of them went head to head in a versus right now, who do you think would win? So I will say this, if you think Cardi will win, raise your hand.
I don't think they're in the same category, so I can't answer that. They're I just couldn't because they're not in the same category. I was just talking to my sister about people in certain categories today. Like, they're not a comparison of battle because they're on two different scales.
So which field is higher?
Yeah. Doja Cat is higher to me because lyrically and intellectually and creatively, she's there, but Cardi is more like, I have a ratchet side. I like the, sometimes what she say, I just be like, let me go start writing some lyrics real quick. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. I don't know, depends on how I feel that day. So, I don't know.
Okay. Ashley said Doja.
I think Doja too. I think she also just has more music to even pull from. So like the more hits you have, the easier something like that would be, like to staple you in, you know, okay, I got this accolade, this versus the person that has like two or three, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Are we talking like versus like, oh, I'm gonna bring albums and songs that are hits, or are we talking like if they went lyrically like bar for bar?
Bar for bar, nobody wanna see that.
Right,
I mean, Cardi don't write her own music though, do she? So she wouldn't even be
she
able.
She would have to. Somebody's pen and pad or something. Somebody wrote it for
her. Yeah, Cardi don't write her own music, so.
But that's I'm just trying to understand whether we're talking versus like they did with the R&B and the where they just came on and just redid.
I think hit versus hit.
Oh, okay.
That was your question, right, Abby?
Yeah.
Okay, if it's a hit versus hit, it's definitely going to Doja. She's had a top 10 hit every year since she's came out. Not just one, maybe two or three, yeah.
Well, if we say hit versus hit, then I pick Cardi. I don't pick Doja.
I think Cardi would turn the crowd up. Because I feel like the verses that, you know, we had during COVID, you know, that was more about entertainment. And I feel like Cardi would be more entertaining and more, like, she would be more theatrical.
She would run out of hits, though.
Doja Cat perform. She can dance.
Get 20.
She can rap. She can twerk. She can do the robot. Like, literally. So as far as entertainment,
the top of the mountain.
Like, rest you in peace, go to a Beyonce concert to see Beyonce as an entertainer.
Cardi B can't dance. So entertainment, we don't go to see her move. We go to hear what her songs, because she can't perform for real. I feel like if it wasn't any choreography involved. Mm-hmm. She would just be on the stage.
I guess girls go to see the entertain. I mean, to guys, they think she can twerk. So that's all she had to do for men.
She couldn't twerk at first. Her booty was stiff. It might
jiggle. Oh, my God. Did you see her recent picture of her sitting down and that booty just
And her booty was sitting on the side beside
Jesus,
her?
Jesus, that looked like a landslide.
She took the booty off and just sat beside her like, hold on. Like, I say, girl. When I get up.
Who, Cardi?
Take it, yeah, take mm-hmm. it off. That's all I was saying, girl. Take it off.
She done had too much done.
That's wow. I don't even know what Cardi looked like right now.
She looks like the cat lady. Remember that used to have surgery or whatever back in the day? Like, it was an old cat lady, white lady. Like, she started to look like that to me.
Shut.
Yeah, she's doing too much.
I liked her when she was in the middle stage. Like, when she first came out, I did like her too, you know what I mean? She got her teeth done. I was like, oh. She's still cute, you know. Mm-hmm. Like, I like that she got her teeth done, but after all the work, I was like, whose albums feel more timeless versus more TikTok trendy? Sorry, TikTok.
I don't think either.
I mean, if you say, if we had to pick one.
I think Doja timeless only because she's she experiments with different sounds, right? And like right now she's in the 80s. That's a whole different time. And so I do feel like she's gonna be more timeless. But yeah, I mean,
Cardi's a trendy person.
Yeah. Like, I'm not gonna be rapping WAP when I'm like 65. You know what I mean?
I don't know. Some girls these days probably still will be singing WAP.
Oh, I can't even play that song with my kids around, so nope.
It's so explicit.
Jeez. I ain't gonna lie, when she dropped it though, everybody was like, "What?" Yeah. Like?
Damn,
I felt bad for the kids because I saw the kids rapping it. I was like, "Oh no!"
I is wish this my what kids the world would.
Has went to.
She said, "Touch that what in the where?" Like,
yeah, and parents were like. Posting their kids rapping this stuff. I'm like, did they lose their minds too? Like, what is going on?
TikTok dropped a whole new challenge for her when that song came out.
Like the brain rot is what I call it.
And I agree with Jet. She said you have to have a lot of hits for me to go to a concert and be entertained. So, I mean, yeah, I do think hits are, they matter. I don't want to hear 2 or 3 songs. I don't pay a lot of money to hear 2 or 3 songs. I got to hurt it out.
I do that at every concert. He try to drop a new song and be like, sing along. We be like, we don't know it.
So we're going to talk about David and the whole missing team. To kind of give you guys a little inside, rising artist David Anthony Burke, 20, was tied to a shocking case when the body of a 15-year-old Celeste Rivas Hernandez missing since April of 2024. Yeah, she went missing on my birthday, April 5th. I was like, whoa. I don't know why that really matters, but I just wanted to. And she was 13 at the time, and she was found in the trunk of his Tesla on September 8, 2025. The car had been ticketed, towed, and impounded after a foul odor was reported. Police are still investigating the motive and whether others were involved. Should David be canceled now, or do we wait until all the facts are out?
I mean, from everything I read about it, it seems, I don't know, I'm not a killer, but it just seems like it's all leading up to him.
And if he did it, he's making a mockery out of it by, like, those bloody shirts and stuff. So let's go ahead and get him out the way now.
Yeah.
It don't even matter.
In terms of evidence, though, like, everything right now is circumstantial. So when it comes to, like, DNA, y'all know how all of this stuff works. Like, regardless if it leads to them or not, and we as a public believe that he did it, then we still have to wait for forensics. We still have to wait for the autopsy for her stuff to come back and then tie all of that together. Then we have to look for witness statements. So it's so much that go into it. So he might get off based off them just having circumstantial evidence. That's why they haven't been able to convict him or, like, charge him with anything yet, because it's just based off circumstantial evidence.
Stephanie said they let him stay on tour, which is crazy. Well, they didn't let him stay on tour in the United States, but overseas.
Yeah, so he kept his dates going overseas, so he's still working.
So with everything that he just said, like, I'm pretty sure everybody in here binge watched a few crime shows. You know how y'all ladies get with y'all murder mysteries and stuff. Like,
hold on, I like a good murder mystery too.
Especially
at night.
They be
quiet
when they watch it.
They're like, ooh,
what the? We learn a couple things.
Huh?
Oh, no, that got dark.
But nah, like, it's all come down to, like you said, all the sound evidence, like the solid evidence. Everything could be like, oh, this person did it, but you know, people frame people.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I do believe he should be in some type of, him being the main suspect should have him in some type of, like, limited monitor. Yeah, like, because he go out of the country and then he go to some country that doesn't expedite criminals, or, like, he's going to be free, even if he do get charged with it.
Mm-hmm. Yo, I agree with, Stephanie and Zayna are in the comments. So, Zayna said she probably would have still been alive had she not been messing with him. Stephanie said they were online while she was missing, and she was underage, so that's a crime. And then she said it's a crime to go to sleep is relaxing. Yeah, it is.
Y'all are psychos.
Yeah.
Hey.
I don't know. I watch scary movies before bed, though.
Very psychotic. I can't watch stuff like that to go to sleep. That messes with my spirit. You're going to wake up a killer one day trying to go to sleep with a true crime.
I sleep with my pew-pew right beside me, so I'm fine. And I like my doors and windows. So if I hear one little, I'm a light sleeper. One little,
yeah.
I think there's enough, circumstantial evidence as of right now that kind of just, he's tied way, way too much in, like, with this girl, based upon, like, her own family's testimonies, the fact that it was his car, it was left outside of his house. It's like, how do you, this is your car, how do you not, shit, it would be in a garage somewhere. Fuck no, I'm not leaving that shit on the street.
Even if they didn't charge him, though, with the murder, they need to charge him with, she was underage, she was a minor, so at the time period... Literally. It's a lot of videos coming and evidence that you were dealing with her. So even if you didn't take it to that level of her not being here anymore, you still dealt with her as a minor. So that within itself they should charge him for that at least, and that'll hold him still until they finish doing what they gotta do.
Right, but that's what that goes back to what I was saying about him being outside of the country. If he's in a certain country, they can't even legally go get him.
Mm-mm. Oh, there's not many places U.S. well, can't get to. Unless that's the pretty easy.
They work with the United States, but in the era right now that we're in and how we've been,
it ain't happening.
Like, with every other country, right. Yeah, I don't know.
Y'all president,
nobody.
No, I'm pretty sure they can get somebody back if they want him bad enough.
What do you guys think the motive was?
Yeah.
And this is all opinions, right? So anyone watching, whenever we do post it, I don't want y'all coming at my throat saying you're accusing him or not. This is opinions.
My assumption, because I don't know if y'all heard that they said it was a baby, and that they found the baby's remains.
That's what, I thought, because she's pregnant, he tried to get rid of her.
So either she was underage, and she was saying that she was going to keep it, and kind of, that would ruin his career, because if it was to come out she was pregnant by him, as her being a minor, that could be the case, so he snaps, or I don't know. I just feel like it was something that had to do with the baby thing, and her being underage.
I thought something had come out saying that the medical examiner had said that she wasn't pregnant. I think it's like today. I'm not sure. I could be wrong.
Okay. Yeah, I was seeing online that they were saying that she was, but I could be wrong too. It could have changed. Because they didn't know, based on how the body was like decomposing, there's a lot of things that they can't find the specific date. So what they're trying to do is pretty much like look at the lifespan of the maggots and the flies to see when it starts. You know what I mean? They'll at least have a timeline. But it's a mess. And it's in California in the heat. You know what I mean? So that body really wants to control that.
But that goes back to say, like, you ain't no way you've been driving around in your car and not knowing that it ain't, you ain't popped in the trunk. You ain't smelled it through the back seats. Like, is,
you know, that's,
how long was it there?
That's what they're trying to figure out. But it's
been August.
It's been there almost a whole month. That's crazy.
I would say I think it might be possible with like forensic evidence and shit. If they can get the car, they can maybe like do like a diagnostic and see like where it went, like what drives.
Well, listen,
maybe
Tesla.
It is a Tesla, so
they can get all of that.
Yeah.
So I'm pretty sure that's like, if that comes out, then that's going to be pretty crazy. You'll know when it was last used, where it went.
They can get all that information. Tesla keep all that information for months. The car drives itself. They gotta keep records.
Yeah. No, there was a video, right, of her on, she was at one of his concerts. And she was standing on a balcony and curly hair, and she was at his concert, but there's security standing beside her. And they were seeing if that was her, but, you know, it looks just like her. Same top that she, you know, got unalived in, and same curly hair, right? So my thing is, if security's watching, and then somebody has to move the car back and forth, it's not going to be David, I don't think, at least. You know what I mean?
Right. So, people are stupid.
That would be stupid. So who's working with him, or who did it, or is he being framed is another question. But the whole child molestation situation, that, you know, is a no-no. He needs to go to jail for that alone.
Right.
No, I was saying people are stupid. Like, people do dumb stuff. Like, that's how they get caught. They do dumb stuff like drive the car or make songs about murdering someone and have a whole macabre setup behind them. And then some shit like this comes out about them.
Yeah. Now, when he did the video, that was in 2022. It was a video of him taking a body, putting it in the back of a trunk, and, you know, it was like blood everywhere. But that was in 2022. The girl didn't go missing until 2024, April. So that was 2 years before. So I don't think we should be able to use that and say, oh, that's what he did, or it was inspired by that. You know what I mean?
It could be ideation.
Could be.
Yeah. Might have been planning it, then use that as a part of the music video.
Like, people usually, like, they work their way up to things like this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Sorry, I watched too many murder mysteries.
Why do you think she wasn't found sooner if she'd been missing since April of 2024?
I'm just trying to figure out, like, where her parents and her friends and stuff is at, because
I was talking about something
that they didn't know,
and that they just kept slipping under the rug. Like, her friends and mama knew, but because he was rich, it was like, I guess they looked at him as a come up, so they made it acceptable for her to date somebody who had money.
That's what I'm saying. Like,
I thought I heard somebody say the mom told them she didn't know who her daughter was dating, but it was a guy named David, because she would say his name was David. So I just based off of that, I would assume that they didn't know. But did you hear something different, Ashley?
I heard after they had said that about the moms, I had read something else that said that they knew, like some of the friends and family knew, but because he had money, yeah, they didn't say nothing. So it was okay, I guess, at the time, them thinking it was a come up until, you know, she went missing. But of course, then they say when she went missing, the neighbor made a report saying that she was over there all the time, basically like she lived there, and then he stopped seeing her.
I just always look at it crazy how anytime it's a Latina girl or a black girl, they just assume she ran away. That's the first thing they want to go for. You know what I mean? But they want to investigate any other time. You know, like, oh, she couldn't have ran away. She was a good girl, but the Latina and black girls, oh, they have to be fast. You know what I mean? Yeah. So I hate that narrative.
Yeah, they're probably out doing something they weren't supposed to be doing anyway. That's why they haven't came home.
Yeah, instead of doing your job. Why didn't his team or label step in or report anything suspicious? Because that's a good question. If you see him with a girl, right? She looks like a minor. Well, he is 20 and she was 15. So maybe he was like, oh, she's 18 and she just, I don't know. But wouldn't they do, shouldn't they do like an investigation or at least their own research on the girl?
I would definitely think that, because like, it's like you said, he's a like, that's one of the things, like, yo, that person represents me. They're like, he's a part of my team. So to some standard, it's just the same as him being around me in the first place.
Yeah.
But that's the thing. So like, we got to think about it. A lot of people didn't speak out about Diddy because they didn't want to lose their jobs. They didn't want to lose their income, their source of money. Like, we got to think about that. That factors into it too. So a lot of people, if they say something, that's their career.
Yeah.
In a nutshell, especially if you're working in like PR or something, like, because I've seen it happen to my friends so many times. Like, they work with an artist or a celebrity and they're like, I noticed this and I want to speak out about this. And as soon as that celebrity gets word that they're going to do something like that, they shut their whole career down. They block them from the industry. They blackball them from working with other people. If someone does give them a job and that celebrity calls another celebrity to reference, they're going to say, no, don't hire them. Don't hire it. Let them go. So, I mean, we got to think about that too. So, morally, it's wrong for people not to say anything. Yes, and their safety. Morally, it's wrong for them not to say anything. But at the same time, people still want to eat. Simple.
Yeah. Like, let's look at how the whole government right now is doing with the whole e-files. I'll say that. I don't want to even say his name. But yeah, how they're brushing it under the rug. Oh, maybe, you know, they have all these excuses for it. But if it was the other way around,
they would have dropped the whole list.
Yeah, they would have dropped the whole list. And so, I feel like it's careers and people just being scared, so they would rather see bad and brush it under the rug, you know what I mean, than to lose their job.
I mean, I think it's a lot of mutually like assured like destruction. Like, you know this about me, but I know this about you. So like, I'll hush if you hush. So everybody's done something at some point, whether it's the money or, you know, their dirty little deed. So everyone's, you know, just covering each other's mouth. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Do you think anyone helped him hide the body and get rid of it? I know we kind of touched on it a little bit earlier, but do you think he did it by himself, everything, or do you think he had help from security guard and all of that?
I don't think it's possible for him to do it all by himself and not already been caught. Not with how open and free he's been acting. Like, it had to be some type of help.
Yeah.
I mean, I think it's smart and dumb to, I guess, do it yourself. The good thing is, if you do it yourself, you only got to worry about yourself telling. If you're not going to tell, then it's just a matter of how well you play it off. If you do it with somebody else, that's more risk. You know what I mean? Like, you don't know when that person's going to crack and say whatever about
if
whatever.
If this was your favorite artist, would you stop listening, supporting, or secretly keep playing his or her music?
I say no.
No, you still listen to their music?
Yeah, it's music. I mean, yeah.
the music is not the killer. It's the person who did the music. Like, I'm not, interacting with them on a personal level. It's like their music I like. I don't have to like them as a person, but I can still like their music.
I feel like too many people get tied into celebrities' lives that they feel like upset when celebrities do. Like, you're forgetting they're still a real person. Like, they still do stuff. They still make mistakes. They, everything that happens to them is not happening to you. Like, and people tear people down for, they tear celebrities down for being normal people. Like, I'm always listen. R. Kelly is gonna play every cookout, every family reunion, like every 35 and ups a club I've ever been to. We're gonna step in the name of love. Like,
that's another thing that's different. Stepping in the name of love is different than what's his name, David, and the music that he made, where he's like, Celeste, I love you, and that's the girl that passed, like, that got murdered. You know what I mean? It's
but,
too.
But even King Von made a song about how they went and did something. There was somebody kid they killed, and they still play the music. Like, people tell their stories in their songs.
Right.
You don't have to agree with it. It ain't like you gonna go and do something like that. But the song still sound good.
Yeah, so I personally would listen. Like, I still listen a lot. One thing that everybody bring up to me, like, my friends and family, they be like, yo, Trey Songz got allegedly, like, 55 cases on him, sexual assault cases. I'd be like, okay, and? Like, I still be Mr. Steal Your Girl when I go out. That's not, that ain't got nothing to do with me.
Yeah, I'm not going to be wishing for him to be blessed or anything like that. Like, I'm going to listen to your song.
I'm not gonna go to the trial and be like, free my nigga. That ain't got nothing to do with
you. Stephanie said they're still making money off the music though. So we boycott Target for a cause, but not the music. And I agree 100%.
I mean, disagree with the comment on Jack supporting a killer. Absolutely not. That's I don't agree with that comment.
I think it depends on what's going on, like, and how you hold it, like how valuable it is to you as a person, like the actions that was committed. And personally, I don't listen to R. Kelly even though I want to, and I don't listen to Diddy even though I want to. But I do listen to Chris Brown. But in a situation where it's like he could possibly have killed somebody, and like I said earlier about him making a mockery, I'm not about to listen to his music and support that. That's
but
just
how you listen to Chris Brown, but you don't listen to R. Kelly and P. Diddy, but Chris Brown domestically beat Rihanna.
Especially if you listen to Mario,
Chris Brown is somebody who might learn from it. Like, I feel like he's somebody who learned from it, but I don't feel like the other kid, and they're older.
No, Mario beat his mother. So, I mean, if we listen to Crying Out for Me, there's nothing wrong with that.
I love Chris Brown.
Let me address Stephanie Cheek in the comments, something she said earlier. She was like, we counsel our family members that do something to us, but not the celebrities and their music. First off, that's two different things, because your family member isn't out here making music. If they are and they're doing it, that's a different thing. You can not support their music. But yeah, hold up, you, Stephanie. Yes, girl, but you tried it, girl. Because your family member that you're speaking of is not, you know, a celebrity. They're not Chris Brown. They're not Trey Songz. So that's different. We don't know these people. We don't know Chris Brown. We don't know Trey Songz. We don't know R. Kelly. We don't know all of these people. So that's a choice for you whether or not you want to not support their music or not. Everybody doesn't have that same view.
Yeah. No, Jack is about to come for you because she's like, not too much on my cousin now. That's
I'm just kidding, but
does the stain of this case still ruin his career forever? Or can he rebuild from that?
I think he ruined it.
I think he would go popular if he was like not guilty.
Yeah. I mean, he's guilty at least of one thing for sure, and that's having a minor, you know what I mean, and dating a minor. So that for sure, you're not coming back good.
Yeah, I don't think he wasn't a big enough name to survive this type of case.
This case is what gave him fame. You know what I mean? In my eyes, because I didn't know who he was either. I don't think a lot of people knew who he was. I kept seeing him in the comments. How do you say his name? D4VD?
That is true.
Jack said people still dislike Will for the slap, so his career is probably over. Yep.
And even if he comes off innocent, there's still going to be those people that's like, too much evidence came to make you think you did it. You just got off. Mm-hmm. But I still feel like you did it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like I said, I don't think his level, like you said, you only know him because of the case. So I don't, if he's proven innocent, whether he's innocent or guilty, I think this is the highlight of his career.
Yeah.
This I think is if you mix it out innocent, it might top it for a little bit at least. That would be a crazy situation. Like you don't have any guilt at all in her murder. Yet somehow she's in your trunk, your car, your place. Like I think he would become a sensation. That's with a good market push.
I can see that.
A good market push.
That is a good question. What if he did want to become, this big, famous person or whatever, based on people are always going to talk about him?
It'll be like O.J. Simpson.
Yeah.
Like O.J. Simpson, yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's different. O.J. was already a famous football player. He had already had a famous background.
I'm saying as far as how the crime go, if he come off innocent, he could, with having fame or coming off or being somebody that people will always talk about because the evidence aligns and then you come off innocent, it's just like how you do that? Like, teach me. Like, what's, like, that?
Yeah.
Long as he don't go write a book afterwards like OJ did.
Don't do that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no. I mean, anybody that will buy his book is insane, if you know what I mean?
There's a good mystery if you put detail in there. Y'all like murder mystery. Y'all might like that.
That's the same thing. They buy the tell all books.
I'm not getting the money for it. Does that make sense? As long as I'm not putting money in his books. I'm okay.
So if somebody else bought the book and then just like, here, you should read this. You got it for free.
Yeah, I would. I might as well get the juicy details.
I think if you're convicted of a crime and you write a tell-all book, you can only get up to a certain amount of money for it anyway.
That's a nasty word.
Yeah, they don't allow you to make
know what not to do. Same, me too.
Yeah, get caught. That's the thing we know not to do.
Right, don't get caught. Do not get caught. Make sure if you want to do it, you know you want to do it. You can't come back from it.
Yeah.
I think I'll watch it because, like, it does give me that security of knowing, okay, this is how they think. You know what I mean? Or they were plotting on this. So it kind of gives you an idea. Somebody may switch up one day. But most of them kind of have the same tendencies, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So I kind of know what to do. Well, I don't know what to do. I pray I'm never in a situation like that. But I think I have a chance. I think I would survive.
Yeah, I'm gonna lose my ish if I have to. Listen, I ain't going down without a fight. We both gonna have slit wrists, okay?
Somebody told me if somebody's trying to, like, hurt you, and it's a straight guy, since I'm a gay guy, just run at them naked, and they'll
try.
Oh my god,
you're gonna be in somebody's trunk too.
No.
Imagine fighting a naked gay man.
That's funny.
Parts hitting you in the face. Yeah, no.
Imagine him putting you in your trunk, in the trunk, and you just in there naked.
Oh no. Naked gay man, unalive, downtown. We don't know who caused the crime, but the sources are saying.
Look, and the one thing he was missing.
Based off the scratches on his body, his naked body, he put up a good fight. But there's no
clothes. This was a prostitute.
Prayers he out was to the family and friends naked. Of this individual, WKXL.
That's like he was
voluntarily naked. There were no remnants of clothing being torn off his body.
Oh, no.
Excuse me?
What if the clothes are folded up?
No, if you're a naked gay man and your clothes are ripped off, they're probably going to be like, he was mauled by some cats. They'll come up with anything in the news for you.
And I'm black, Muslim. Mm. Yeah, no. They would have been like, he killed himself.
Oh, no. We do not support.
They'll make a narrative for you. They definitely going to make a narrative.
But anyway, tonight was really fun. And we got to 4.3K likes. So that's a good thing. Actually, we were at 1K already, like within the first 9 minutes, I think. So good job.
Thank you guys.
But yeah, tonight was such a good talk. I did enjoy it. And it's a wrap for September pretty much. So
period.
And it's been a wild September, I will say that.
Well, thank you, Abdi, for bringing me on today.
Anytime. Thank you for coming
on. I really enjoyed myself. You guys were fun. If you guys have time, please go follow my podcast, Talk with Turk. Top 200 podcast on Apple Podcasts. So I really wish y'all. And I have a new interview with Tabitha Brown and Ashley Tamar Davis from Tyler Perry plays. Okay. So go check those out over on YouTube.
And he's universal too. So worldwide. Yes,
60 countries. And...
That's what's up.
Thank you, Turk. I appreciate
that.
Shout out to Bombs. And thank you, everybody.
Thank you.
Coming back on, and I appreciate everybody for all the love in the comments and everything. So, good night, everybody. Adios.
Y'all in October.
I know. See y'all in October. I'm gonna decorate everything to be more like Halloween themed behind me. Anyway,
season.
So. I'm gonna be cute. But love you guys. Good night.
See you later.
At Turk Bish underscore gonna talk about here you go crunching ice and not it. It ain't even ice. It's a tootsie fucking roll. It's a tootsie roll. That's what you get thinking you cute. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Talk with Turk Bish.
Turk Bish.
Talk with Turk Bish. Turk Bish.